Peg Bracken, author of the irreverent I Hate to Cook book, died this past week at the age of 89. First published in 1960, the book set a subversive tone from its opening lines. Some women, it is said, like to cook. This book is not for them. In the era of Father Knows Best and Ozzie and Harriet, Peg Bracken's book of shortcut recipes was a breath of caustic fresh air that was a precursor of sorts to the women's liberation movement. Peg Bracken appeared on this program in 1999 and remembered how the book grew out of a lunchtime talk with some of her friends.
We all had to go home and cook dinner for our husbands that night, of course, and I was really tired of what I had been cooking. So we pooled our ignorance, and they gave me things that they actually did cook and could depend on. And so that was the genesis of the whole thing. And then I told my agent about it, and he showed it around, and six male editors turned it down because they said that women regarded cooking as rather sacred. They didn't want to see it kicked around. And it took a woman editor at Harcourt to think, hey, this is what we need.
Huh. Does it surprise you that the book has lasted this long and been a bestseller for this long?
Yes, it certainly does. My gracious. I thought maybe my mother would buy a copy if she were in a generous mood and possibly a couple of friends, but I certainly never thought that it would sell the millions of copies that it has.
It seems to me that at the time, in the early 1960s, it was the time of Camelot and the Kennedys were in the White House and the First Lady was bringing all this French food and people becoming aware of it. And everyone was getting very sort of precise and wonderful and so forth about the food. Is your book in some way a reaction to that, the pressure?
To be fancier than you really are?
Yeah.
It certainly was. The trouble was that they were not truthful. All of the gourmet magazines and the Wine and Food and all the rest of them would try to make it sound so simple, when in reality it wasn't.
You know, you look in like Gourmet magazine or some of the food and wine magazines, which I love to look at, but you look at the ingredients and always there's this one ingredient that you have to buy that you never, ever, ever have to buy.
Absolutely. Again. You are so right.
And it's some obscure with the asterisk, you know, on the recipe, and it can be found in specialty stores. Well.
Yes, I have a little box of turmeric on my spice shelf that I used once. And I think that was about 14 years ago. Uh-huh. Well, you know what spices cost these days. I'm sure the stuff is no good now, but I kind of hate to throw it away.
Uh-huh. You know, you've written 9 books over the years. Your most recent one in print is on getting old for the first time. And I think it's interesting that, you know, I'm speaking to you and you're 80 years old now, but in the I Hate to Cook book, you actually wrote, I know an elderly lady whose breakfast is whole wheat toast, bacon, and coffee, whose lunch is a vitamin pill with a Metrical chaser. Metrical was a sort of like the slim fast of the 60s, and whose dinner is an old-fashioned and something frozen. She's the healthiest elderly lady you ever saw. I happen to know because she's my mother. That was
your... Yep. That was Ma.
So what do you eat every day now?
I start with 4 donut holes. Because I just love donut holes, warmed up a trifle, and a big glass of skim milk and a glass of orange juice. And then for lunch, I like a glass of wine and a soft-boiled egg. And for dinner, I just hope that my husband will take me out, which he often does.
Do you leave notes for him on the refrigerator? Eat out tonight.
Yep.
Peg Bracken, she wrote the I Hate to Cook book, and she died last weekend at the age of 89.